from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me on Impact Catalyst is Freddie Williams, the president and CEO of Boys and Girls Club of the Suncoast. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Joe. Glad to be here.
So you just completed a long journey through the National Boys and Girls Club meeting, I guess, up in, you said it was in Jacksonville?
Yeah, we had it in Jacksonville.
So what were the key takeaways, the key innovations, the key revelations from that event?
You know, it's always great to learn from our colleagues from across the state of, you know, how they're driving community level change. But it's been really interesting to learn about our approaches to better serve kids and learning the greatest and latest research to better inform our approaches. And we hope to enrich our programs here locally with what we've been able to learn.
And speaking of your programs locally, let's do a quick overview of what you've got going on nowadays.
Okay. Yeah. So we always say we're not your grandfather's Boys and Girls Club. And what we mean by that is, you know, we've been known for the last 100 plus years for a safe place for kids to go, many times having a recreational component to help keep kids engaged. But realizing that kids in today's age need so much more than just a warm, caring place at a Boys and Girls Club. We'll still continue providing a warm, caring, safe place with caring adults at our different locations, but we want to add on a different additional support systems to ensure that, you know, kids are on a track to become a productive member of society. And so we really focused in on a couple different areas. The first is grade level reading, making sure kids have the foundational pieces so they can read at grade level, so and develop an intrinsic love for learning. Next is we're helping kids for their immediate needs with expanded food services. So we're providing hot catered meals at all of our Boys and Girls Clubs. And finally, we've added on an additional component with workforce readiness to make sure kids have additional job skills. So we're really doubling down on those program elements. The way we accomplish that is we've launched a virtual club that allows teens to engage virtually to deliver these programs. And we've also hired a little over 20 new certified teachers that work inside of our Boys and Girls Clubs that have the technical expertise to help kids read at grade level and on track for high school graduation. Something else that we've really focused in on is deepening our partnerships with other nonprofits. When we look at our measure of performance, it's not a matter of whether or not just Boys and Girls Club kids are reading at grade level. We want to see how we can work with our partner organizations, direct service organizations, to rise the entire community's outcome. So our measure of success is grade level reading, high school graduation, and disconnected youth, and countywide, and it helps keep us our guide in line, and we look forward to forging partnerships in even meaningful way over the next few years.
And it's brilliant to hear you say that. That's such a need to have different organizations, you know, that might have complementary services, you know, sharing those services and connecting to give the highest and best, you know, care. And that you mentioned that in your list of key objectives is great. We need more of that for sure. Can you walk us through sort of a typical day or session, I should say, at the Boys and Girls Club? You know, you get out of school, you provide transportation, the child hits the club. You mentioned some food, some learning, some recreation. So what sort of is like an average day for the couple hours they're there?
Yeah, so we pick kids up every day after school. We take them to our Boys and Girls Clubs. We give them a quick bite to eat, a small snack to help recharge them and fuel them. And then we immediately help them with their homework. And once they complete their homework, we have additional work that we call power hour that reinforces what they're doing at school. It's important to make sure that the environments we're doing this look and feel differently from what they're doing at school, because we don't want kids to feel like they left school to go to school 2.0. So we do it in a disguised way to help kids be engaged. After we help them with that, then they move into different program focus areas. So we focus in on, we do continuous sports, fitness and recreation. We have programs in the health and life skills area, programs in the arts. And we also have a newfound focus with, or an expanded focus with STEM-related activities and programming for young people. Outside of that, we've also implanted our grade level reading initiative. So those are in small pods. So at any given time, kids are leaving, you know, their traditional programming to incorporate it into our grade level reading initiatives that we have. That's for the younger kids at our traditional clubs. For our middle school academy that we have at Azalea Middle School, we actually pick the kids up from their school or from their home in the mornings, take them to school, give them before school support, because what we're finding when working with Pinellas County Schools is that parents have to get to work in the morning, but school doesn't start until later in the morning. And middle schoolers, it's not best to leave them to figure out things for themselves. So we provide that before care at middle schools. And after school, we do our traditional programming, you know, helping them with grade level reading, helping with STEM, with their homework, and fun activities. And then what's unique about our middle school programs is that we actually take the kids home. So we take them from their homes to school, and we take them home after our Boys and Girls Club programs are out. So it's a unique approach. We try to take a holistic approach. We found out, you know, what are keeping middle schoolers from engaging in after-school programs, and we found that transportation was a barrier. We found that cost was a barrier. So we wanted to make sure we could nip all the things that were challenges for them in the bud, so they can you know, have a better chance of success.
Yeah, it's a very smart nipping those temptation-ridden journeys to and from school in the bud. With the advent of technology, you know, you were a participant in Boys and Girls Club growing up. You've led now two organizations, two Boys and Girls organizations spanning quite a few years. What's sort of your philosophy on, you know, this great wide internet and technology and screen time and, you know, all that's out there for better or for worse? And how have you integrated that or you know, purposely tried to not integrate that into the, you know, the 2 hours that they're with you?
Yeah. So just as anything in life that is a tool, if it's misused, that tool's misuse can create great harm. And technology is a tool, and we want to ensure that it's used in a productive way so there is no harm. Many times, many of the kids are in our Boys and Girls Club, we find that technology, we call it the digital divide, is a real thing. Being able to have access to their school and classroom platform. So having a place where kids can engage with that is important. Some of our program delivery that we have is web-based and technologically based. So for instance, we have a great partnership with UPS where kids are able to do driving simulations. Great partnership with USF's College of Marine Sciences, where our kids have built an artificial reef that's out in the bay, and they're able to look at the marine life that changes along the way. Those are effective tools that we're able to use to help engage kids, to introduce them to technology they may not ordinarily see, so they can see the use of it, not necessarily sitting on their phones or personal device on TikTok all day. And not using technology in an ineffective way. Additionally, we're leveraging technology. We have a full-fledged virtual club that was birthed through the pandemic and is actually one of our fastest-growing program areas where kids enter the virtual club as they enter a Boys and Girls Club, and they're connected with caring adults, with intentional programs, and we're finding that it's going to be a new way for us to continue to expand our programs moving forward and looking beyond their zip code that kids are ordinarily in, and going beyond just Pinellas County, the Tampa Bay region, the state of Florida. You know, frankly, we're able to connect kids worldwide. We're in conversations with the World Federation of Youth Clubs to connect our club kids with what we call sister clubs. So we're discussion of working with another youth serving organization in London, another one in the Caribbean, and another one in Africa, where kids are able to learn culture and learn all the great things that are happening there. What we're trying to find, though, is how do we programming at the right time during summertime, accounting for the time differences that we have. But nonetheless, you know, it better equips kids to be prepared for a global economy.
Yeah, it's great. A lot of diversity in who they're hanging out with. And, you know, back to what you said earlier, it seems like when you take the physical parameters out of it, then it even opens the door for more deeper partnerships with other nonprofits that can come in and easily join that environment and bring their specific services to bear. So it seems like a lot of possibility there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a lot of what we're doing too is informed by the market as well. So we want to hear from employers of what their pain points are to ensure that we're preparing young people to acquire and develop the skills that are necessary for them to be effective employees within the respective businesses, working with the school systems to find what the nuances and the challenges that kids and teachers are finding so we can help equip them. So one thing we've learned, if anything, during the pandemic is that we need to be externally market focused in informing our programs and not just saying, hey, just because we're Boys and Girls Club, we think we know everything. And create things. We actually want to hear from the kids, parents, and our partners to see how we can best prepare kids for the future.
So how can someone watching this get involved? You know, obviously, there's some financial help is always welcome, time, awareness. How can people help?
Absolutely. So we'll kind of look at help in a couple different ways. So help in the context of our program partners. Partners that can help provide program support is always very welcome. And the reason why it's so welcome is because it allows us to drive even greater efficiencies if a program has an expertise that can be a value add back into our Boys and Girls Clubs. We can then take the resources that we may have ordinarily allocated there and perhaps help that other organization or another organization. So we challenge our leadership team many times to say if we looked at Youth Services Incorporated of Pinellas County, how would we operate? And it wouldn't be done in a silo fashion with different nonprofits. So we're always looking for nonprofits that want to join our journey to look at changing community level outcomes. So we're always looking for support with that. Of course, we're looking for volunteers that can serve as role models for our young people, particularly our teens, to help them balance corporate expectations with cultural norms and helping serve those mentors for young people so they can be prepared for the workforce. And then we're also looking for companies that want to join our journey of preparing young people so they can be effective employees in the future, whether it's through paid internships, career exploration days, providing support, financial support to us, or even helping us raise awareness. Rarely will you see a Boys and Girls Club billboard someplace because we're not in the business of marketing and advertising. One of our greatest marketing tools is the kids that attend our clubs, and we really focus in on that. So helping us raise awareness is greatly appreciated.
That's wonderful. Appreciate your strong leadership and your clear thinking, Freddie Williams. Boys and Girls Club, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Joe.
From stpcatalyst.com.